People with special needs can have a new tool to help them communicate with law enforcement personnel. Brett Dahlberg has more from WXXI's Inclusion Desk on the legislation signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The law Cuomo signed provides for a new optional ID card conveying information about the holder's potential difficulties with communication or physical contact. The front of the cards will say, "I am not intentionally refusing to cooperate. I may need your assistance." State Senator Pam Helming of Canandaigua sponsored the bill. She said in a statement that the card will dovetail with new training for first responders on how to react to mental health situations. Clarice Coleman's son, Chase, has autism. She says the card could have helped him communicate with a man who shoved him to the ground 2 years ago in Cobbs Hill Park and later told police he thought Chase was on drugs.
You would hope that it'll just make more of us aware that we should be more helpful and more courteous and more understanding and compassionate.
That man later pleaded guilty to harassment and endangering the welfare of a child. Clarice says if not for the help of bystanders, the police could have been confused about Chase's intentions too. She hopes the ID card will help first responders better communicate with people with special needs.
They're usually yelling. Stop! What are you doing? Put your hands up! You know, they would change their body language and change their tone of voice.
Clarice's concern? That officers could misconstrue her son reaching for his ID as reaching for a weapon. She says she's glad to hear that officers will be getting new training, too. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.
This story was produced by WXXI's Inclusion Desk, focusing on disabilities and inclusion. More stories are at WXXINews.org.